We're on this five things a godly father does for his kids. We talked about protection, discipline, provision. Today we're talking about something that even if you don't have kids, it resonates in your heart because it's something you need, something you desire. From the time you were born right up to the very breath you're taking now. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening on Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your little gist for the day. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you rate the podcast on whatever format. That helps people find us, and it pops up on our ability to be found easier, what some people call the SEO, to sound technical. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. And here we are, number four of the five things a father does for his kids. And number four is incredibly important. And in fact, something even I, as a newly 58-year-old man, happy birthday, still desire from my parents, especially my father, and that's a father's love. If you don't actively love your children or don't make it clear that you love them, then they won't want to listen to you. They won't want to spend time with you. They won't let you teach them. It's like 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, if I speak in tongues of men and angels, but not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. How many times have I been around families where the dad tries to speak into the lives of a kid or now all of a sudden wakes up and wants to spend time with them, but for years they've never loved the child, and so now the child is like, whatever, old man, leave me alone. Look, I believe 99% of most fathers are trying to some degree love their kids, and they want to be a good dad. They want to provide for their kids. They want to be kind, gentle, patient. They want to appear smart in front of their kids. And all of this, well, you have little or no control over, but what do you have? I mean, what do you have control over? What trumps all of that? Sure, I want to look smart. I want to look strong. I want to look brilliant. I want to look spiritual to my kids. But more than anything, the one thing I have control over, well, imagine your kids 15, 20 years from now, right? And they're talking about you as a father to their friends or coworkers, and the conversation goes like this. Yeah, my dad was a simple man. We didn't grow up with a lot. He didn't have a very good job, and it was about all he could do with his limited education, but he wasn't known for anything exceptional. He was average, but the one thing he did do for me, he made sure that I knew how much he loved me. Hugs every day, verbal affection, sacrifice. There was never a night he was home that he didn't tuck me in and tell me he loved me and gave me a hug before bed. And I call that a winner. I call that a great and godly dad. Did you know that a father who is not there is creating a vacuum for his daughter? A vacuum to be filled by some other guy, regardless of the age? Did you know he's creating a hole for his son? The son will try to fill that hole with other things than a loving relationship with God the Father. Why? Because he didn't have a loving relationship with his earthly father. If you don't love your kids, how will they know how to love their kids? It seems pretty simple, yet many of us miss it. I was walking out of church one Sunday, and the pastor actually preached a sermon on loving your kids and telling your kids you love them. This was a church from out of town. I just happened to be there. And as we were walking out of church, there was this little boy in front of me with his mom and dad, and he's tugging on his dad's coat, and he said, Dad, did you hear that? You have to tell me you love me. You have to tell me you love me. And the dad turned and said, I put a roof over your house. I put food on the table. I pay the bills. I think that's enough to say that I love you. And I grabbed the guy, and people are walking by us. This is church. It just let out. And I said, sir, a pimp does all of those things, but we both know that a pimp doesn't love the person. I said, if you don't tell your kid you love them, then guess what? They think you hate them. He got a little ruffled. Probably could have gone a couple ways, maybe even sideways, but I just kept walking. Look, here are three ways you must love your kids. Number one, time. Time is the foundation for great communication, for connection, for trust. I always tell parents that great communication is like catching a shooting star in the sky, flying by, late at night, but you don't just schedule 20 minutes for that. You don't say, well, tonight between 11:20 and 11:40, I'm going to go look at shooting stars. No, it doesn't work that way. If you want to catch a shooting star racing across the sky with its tail on fire, you got to just plan on sitting out there every night for hours, because you never know when it will happen. But it takes time. It takes time to build great and loving communication with your kids, to let them know that you love them, and your wife, by the way. But time screams at the top of its lungs, I love you. Secondly, you must tell them verbally and in written form. I still have cards from my mom and dad from when I was in high school of the words they wrote to let me know about how much they love me. And I've heard stories of men who still have just that one card where their dad said, I love you, out of their whole life, just one card, but they hung on to it. It gives a physical manifestation of what a boy, what a daughter wants to hear. And finally, physical love and affection. I could go on and on and on about how important it is to a child to have physical love and affection. For instance, a father who lives in the same house as his daughter and gives physical affection delays the onset of her puberty up to 18 months. That is 1.5 years extra to help her grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, before her body is expected to act like a woman, along with the expectations that the world would put on her, right? And did you know, if you physically touch your sons, your kids, and tell them that you love them, you create bursts of new brain cells, dendrites, and synapses. It literally makes them smarter just by touching them with affection. It builds their immune system. It creates an impenetrable self-esteem and confidence. Look, I know you love your kid. I really believe that. You'd have to be a snake or just wicked to not actually love your child. But I also know a lot of men don't know how to show love. As one once told me, well, we're not affectionate and I don't say I love you. That's just not who we are. And I say, well, unfortunately, it's not in your DNA. It's a choice you're making. So quit blaming your upbringing and your circumstances and just simply be a man and love your kids. Spend time with them. Tell them. Write it out. Don't just think it's not who I am, because pretty soon it won't be who they are and they pass on this curse that you've handed down. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.